boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember how you and I have New Year's resolutions You're like, shut up about this stupid New Year's resolution.
No, I wiped it from my memory a long, long time ago. Okay. I haven't done anything. Is that what you're asking?
I knew you hadn't done anything. I'm not even going to bother asking. Well, wait. Have you read anything?
No, she wanted me to read a book.
I knew it.
Still haven't moved the book out of my bag.
I knew.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We got like, 12 days left? 11 days left? But what's up? You're actively trying on yours, so
yeah, I'm doing
you
real
talk.
Good. Thank you. You have a New Year's resolution for me, which is to be 15 minutes early to anything that I need to go to. Which today I had a meeting with Kelly from our sales department, Kylie who does event stuff, and then Tammy. Tammy works over in Marion for the Marion Chamber of like Commerce and stuff.
Oh.
And we're talking about all the Marion events that kick off. A lot of them are in the summertime, but they have stuff going on
all the time
throughout the year. But we're talking about all the events going on and what we kind of need to know. And my goal was to leave my house at 9:30 this morning, and it would have been 10 minutes to get there. So I could have gotten there around 9:45 the latest is what I was hoping for. I wanted to get there 15 minutes early. I had a problem with my makeup. My contour was way too contoury.
I thought you were going to say I was having a problem getting out of like my driveway.
No.
I was having a problem with my car. No, it was the contour today.
No, okay? The contour was way too contoured.
Okay. The face was not facing.
No, it was not. So I didn't leave my house until like 9:41, 9:45-ish, around there. So I knew I was going to be running a little late to this meeting.
Okay.
But I was still going to be like before 10. I just wasn't going to be 15 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought only you and I knew about this New Year's resolution. No, apparently the whole building's been talking about it.
Yeah, because you're also known to be late for everything. So okay. Everybody's been thanking me on the side.
So it was at Panera, and I'm not joking. When I say I walked into Panera, and Kelly and Kylie are both looking down at their watches, looking at the time of when I arrived.
And you were not 15 minutes
early. I was not 15 minutes early. I had to ask Kelly what time I arrived. She's like, oh, I remembered. You didn't arrive until 9:56. The meeting was at 10 a.m.
Okay. I know I can count on my coworkers. They have my back to reprimand you when you don't.
But it was so embarrassing walking into Panera and they're both looking at their watches like, she's not 15 minutes early. That was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. She's a failure just like me. And I've been waiting to say that. Thank you so much for giving me this moment.
At least I'm trying. You haven't picked up the book. Yes.
The contour for real?
Seriously. Look at this side. Is it contoured? Look at it.
I see it.
It's bad, isn't it? Come on, I
need all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm with all of the other negative Nellies that are kind of anti-New Year's resolutions. I don't get it. I never do it. I'm not motivated just because it's January 1st. However, what would motivate me is a fat stack of cash. Oh, yeah.
Money motivates her.
Honestly, $100 would motivate me, but $10,000, I'm
speaking her language.
I am committing fully. It is now my life's journey for the month of January. So, you know, I know you didn't offer me $10,000, but I did find a fancy yogurt brand called Siggy.
I've never heard of them.
I haven't either. It's clearly too fancy for us.
Oh, I was going to say not fancy enough.
Oh. Okay, well, they are starting a promotion kind of inspired by Dry January, which I've seen a lot of people doing this year, which is where you just don't drink alcohol for the month of January. So they are taking 10 people and they're offering $10,000 to give up their smartphone for a full month.
An entire month?
An entire month.
What are they going to hand me? Because if you give me a Razer phone, okay, we could be talking a little bit because those were iconic.
You will get a 1 month prepaid flip phone so that you still are able to
call.
The
Razer phone was flip.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if it was Razer. It just says a prepaid flip phone. I'm going to guess it probably wasn't a Razer. It's probably something real cheap. So
wait a minute. Can I still use my laptop?
Yeah, I think the point
yes,
is
I can do this then.
That yeah. they, I mean, there's studies like the average person spends 5.4 hours on their phone every day. And I will willingly say that I spend probably
there's
more time
yeah.
than that. So they're trying to encourage people to, you know, be a little more present, put your phone down. So I think laptop is completely different than a phone. It's not, you're not like walking to your car, typing on your laptop, but you could be doing that on your phone, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's my workaround is I could still check Facebook and everything and
right.
check my emails and stuff with a laptop.
Right. So they give you a prepaid flip phone so that you can still make calls, because obviously you kind of have to have a phone on you these days so people can reach you. They will give you a 3-month supply of their fancy schmancy yogurt, and then they provide you a lock box that you have to put your phone in for the full month. Now, they're taking applications through the end of January until the 31st, and you have to write a 100 to 500-word essay on why you need a digital detox. And then they're going to select 10 people to give this opportunity to. And then you have to complete it. You have to go the full month without unlocking your phone from the box to get that $10,000. You Ooh. Really think you could do it?
Yes, I could. Again, I'm telling you, the workaround is a laptop. I'm cheating.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't.
If you're telling me I could not have the laptop and I had to be serious about not having my phone, I don't know if I could do this.
What are you going to do if you are... have to drive somewhere and you don't know where you're going? By a map?
I couldn't read it.
It's like
for
the
life
ages.
Of me. I can't tell you where north, south, east, or west is. I'm being serious.
I don't think I couldn't.
There's no way. If I couldn't use a laptop, I'm out.
Yeah, and for that reason, I am also out.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I got a perfect side hustle if you just absolutely love being lazy.
I am not good at a lot of things, but I am good at doing nothing.
Great. Well, this is a side gig for you. There's a guy who says he rents himself out to people who want him to do absolutely nothing except being there.
Okay. I'm a little weirded out now.
No, wait a minute. I'll explain it, okay? So he began this rental person service back in 2018. He's been hired for more than 4,000 different jobs. And if you're like, okay, I'm still confused. What kind of jobs is he doing? Well, one job, he watched a woman search for a husband on a matchmaking site, probably like farmersonly.com or something. Or
okay. Something.
He just watched. And accompanied her and maybe, I don't know, told her that was a good one or not a good one. I don't know.
Interesting.
He accompanied a client for them while they filed their divorce papers, because that'd be kind of sad. You don't want somebody there with you. Why?
I'm so confused.
He was there to bid someone farewell at a railway station.
What is happening? This sounds like this is not being lazy. This is you're getting hired to be emotional support. And I personally,
you don't have to do anything but just be there. That's pretty much lazy. He waited for a client at a marathon finish line. So like he just had to wait there and congrats. He got hired for that.
He just has to stand there. He doesn't promise that he's going to make conversation.
No.
I don't think I like this.
I would totally. I would be so good at this.
Just to show up?
Just to show up. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, but what if you get something real weird?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like the one that was coming to like watch
her oh, matchmaking
yeah,
site?
Yeah, that's weird. I
that
feel
one
like,
would be my favorite one to do. Help somebody find their lover one day on a matchmaking site.
Yes.
The divorce paper one I would also be really good at, because I'd be there with tissues. I think I would be more than just being there for them. I would have came with tissues. Maybe some chocolate, because I know
really
it's an emotional.
Yeah, that'd be super uncomfortable.
I know you don't like crying, but I would have been crying with them. I'd have been like, you deserve better. I would have been so good for them.
I would have been like, do you want to go to Taco Bell or something?
Here we go!
Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
In the moment, it was the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you. But now that it's been a while, we can all laugh about it. And we can admit that was the stupidest way that you injured yourself. And we would love to know what happened. I injured myself in the stupidest way possible.
Oh, geez.
Over the weekend. I'm kind of short. So I'm like 5'3", right? And my ceilings are really, really tall in my new place.
Yeah.
And so because they're really tall, the cabinets and cupboards in my kitchen are really high up. I can barely even reach the bottom shelf as is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's three shelves. So when it gets to the third shelf, I can't do that.
No chance.
But I have things on the third shelves. So I haven't invested in a ladder or anything, but I do have a chair. And that is a rolly chair. And I know that is the stupidest thing that I could do. And I knew that going into it. But on Sunday, I grabbed my rolling chair and I held on to dear life because it's wobbly, right?
Because you're on like hardwood or tile, right? You're not tile. On carpet. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm on tile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rolling all over the place and I'm holding on to the counter. And I'm like, oh my God, this thing is rolling all over the place. I finally get it steady. And I'm like, okay, I think I can stand up straight. And we can finally get what I need on the top shelf.
Because you're trying to grab something out of there?
Yeah, I'm trying to grab something out of the top shelf of the cupboard. So I stand up proud as fast as I can, whack my head right into the cupboard.
Like, okay, hang on. On the bottom of the cupboard? Oh my God, not even just the door?
The bottom.
The whole cupboard, okay.
Yep. And I have a concussion.
Did you yell? That is one that I would almost be so angry I don't think I could yell.
No, I didn't, because I didn't want the neighbor to hear.
Oh.
So I kept it quiet, and I have a thing that I don't want to cry until February, so I also didn't allow myself to cry, even though I really, really wanted to. So the top of my head is very, very tender right now because I whacked it into a cupboard because I was standing on a rolling chair because that was smart.
Yeah, it kind of was your own fault. I hate to tell you that.
No, 100%. I know. That was the stupidest thing I could have done.
So are you going to get the rolly chair out when you need something again?
No, I've learned my lesson. I hope.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah, go get yourself a step stool.
Here we go. Z102.9. And those girls in the afternoon.
I hate when you go to the doctor's office or like the ER and they're like, okay, so what are we seeing you for today? And you're like, well, I broke my arm. And they're like, how'd you do that? I'm like, do I have to explain how I broke my arm? Can't you just see me for a broken arm? Because the story is embarrassing.
Yeah. That second question could be gotten rid of. Like, how did it happen? Does it really matter? And that's what we want to hear from you. What is that stupid, dumb, embarrassing way that you've injured yourself? Athena, what happened to you?
So I used to do school photography, and I ended up tripping over what we have, it's called like a unipod for our cameras. As I was photographing a kindergarten class, ended up falling backwards onto my butt, like the slow-mo kind of like comedy movie fall in front of an entire class.
I mean, in front of kids, I feel like. Because kids are brutal.
Yeah, they're going to be brutal.
They're going to laugh and they're going to make fun of you.
The entire day.
Even though you want to cry and you're like, I shouldn't cry in front of these
kids.
You can't cry
in front of the kids because they're just going to laugh more.
Right. Now is the time that we can finally all look back and laugh at these a little bit. Moments. I do have to shout out Katie on Facebook. I don't know what the situation is, and I'm not going to ask because we just said we don't need to know. Katie said that she ran herself over with her own car. And then
she put
like a trophy emoji, like, I won, everybody else can sit down. I don't know what happened. Katie.
I have so many questions now.
I mean, that's
the one that she went to the ER and they're like, wait, how did you run yourself over?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to answer that. Could you just treat the injuries, please?
You deserve that trophy, Katie. That's a pretty good one. That is crazy.
It's those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
Z102.9. You ever injure yourself and you're like, please, 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 no one ask me what is wrong. Because if I have to tell this story, everyone's going to make fun of me. And I don't want to hear them laugh.
Everybody has a story and we want to hear yours. Preston, what happened to you?
I was making a TikTok with a friend and I fell off of her shoulders and bashed my face in the bathtub and knocked my front tooth out.
Oh my God. What were you trying to like do a TikTok dance?
Yeah, like I was like, I was supposed to be a backpack on her back and I just completely fell off.
Oh no. Jeez. Well, did you post a TikTok?
Nope.
I did, and it didn't go viral. That's the worst
part. Oh, come on!
I am so grateful every day that I did not have TikTok growing up, because I probably would have injured myself
doing
all the stupid trends, but... one of my most embarrassing, I hurt myself often. I would say that I'm fairly klutzy.
Same.
But the one story that my family still brings up to this day at Christmas and Thanksgiving and all the things is when I was, oh man, like maybe 5 years old, we got a family goldfish. Her name was Dorothy, okay? Aww. It was my first goldfish, at least that I can remember. And my parents went out for a date night and my oldest sister was babysitting the other three of us. I wanted to go see the goldfish. So I ran over to the kitchen counter where the goldfish like tank was. And we had these metal chairs that were like rods kind of.
Yeah.
And I ran so fast to go see my new friend Dorothy. And I rammed into the metal chair and split my eyebrow open.
And your parents weren't home?
My parents weren't home. Oh, so God. My oldest sister had to like call them, be like, Taylor's gushing blood because she ran to see the goldfish and then ran into a chair. So yeah, they had to come home. They had to take me to the hospital.
How was that at the ER? So what happened? And you're like, I just wanted to see Dorothy.
Yeah, I probably did say that. Then they glued it shut, and now I lived with it to this day because I can't grow hair in that part of my eyebrow.
I'm trying to look.
No, I feel it.
No,
in
I can
good.
Tell.
There's just one little spot. If I move my hairs, you can see the scar.
Do you call your scar Dorothy?
I should.
Yeah, Billy, real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
That scar on your arm probably has a story to go with it. And
don't ask.
And please don't ask me about it because it's embarrassing. And we actually, do you want to ask a little bit? What is the stupidest way you have injured yourself? Be honest with us because we can laugh about it now a little bit.
Amy, what happened to you?
Standing up in a canoe dancing.
Oh, okay. What were you dancing to?
I don't even recall at the time. We were a little intoxicated, and I fell backwards, and I cracked my tailbone, and I was black and blue, my butt, my legs, everything, for 2 weeks.
Man, yeah, that's one. I'm sure you went to work, and you probably didn't tell that full story, right?
No, I did not. So I learned my lesson. You do not stand up in a boat that is moving.
Remain seated.
Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
What do you think is more embarrassing? Telling a police officer why you were speeding, because you don't have a good reason, or telling the doctor why you injured yourself when it's so stupid?
Number two. It's always number two.
We want to know, what is the stupidest way you've injured yourself? Because it's all happened to us.
Oh, we've all lived the same lives. We all have that one story that we're like, yeah, nobody needed to know the truth there. Francie, what's the stupidest way you injured yourself?
So I fell off a chair at my own wedding and broke my elbow.
No!
Can I ask what you were doing?
So in college, we used to stand on chairs at the bar when Tell Me What It Takes by Aerosmith would come on.
Fair.
And so we were doing that at the end of the reception, and I jumped off the chair thinking, oh, my husband will catch me.
He didn't.
And he didn't.
Oh, no, that's a great start.
And the first thing I had my married name on was my hospital bracelet.
How romantic. Oh, man. What is it for sicker or for health or what is the thing?
For sicker or worse or better in health. I don't know, something like that. Yeah, they figured that out right away.
Broken bones and forever. That's, I mean, the best way to start forever. Rob, what happened to you?
So I fell off the stage at Theater Cedar Rapids and because I had a spotlight, couldn't see where I was, and tore my leg open on the way down. And I fell into the orchestra pit.
No way.
Yep. Yeah, it was a proud moment.
And this was in front of, like, a crowd of people?
No, luckily, this was at the last tech rehearsal. So the only people who saw it were a few invited audience members who thought it was part of the show and thought it was brilliant.
That's what I was going to say.
So they were clapping, weren't they?
You probably would have gotten, like, an Oscar for that performance.
They said they were clapping and didn't realize anything was wrong until they saw the director sprinting for the orchestra pit as fast as he could.
You just really committed to your part.
I was really, really committed to the stitches that were in my leg throughout the entire run of that show.
Oh, no.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, as somebody that's on stage, you probably don't want to.
No, that would be embarrassing.
You look really talented, though.
Can you imagine if something like you had a stupid injury in front of everybody like that? Luckily, mine happened in front of just me. Like, I can't imagine.
In front of Rob. Sorry about that, Rob. Man, that's tough. Ander, what was the stupidest way that you hurt yourself?
I was in college, and my friends and I had themed, like, party nights. And this night was kitty cat night. So I was riding on my friend's back, getting a piggyback ride. We both start to take a tumble. We're both wasted. I don't get my hands out in time. And just face plant onto the cement. Get full out road rash on the cement. Oh. Break my nose. Wake up the next morning, I'm supposed to babysit. I show up to babysit, and the mom of the kid that I'm babysitting goes, please go home. You're going to scare my kids.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it was kitty cat theme night. Did you have to, like, go to the hospital in a cat costume?
Yeah. I show up with whiskers painted on my face.
Oh, no.
That is actually kind of iconic. I'm not going to lie. Yep. I feel like anything when you're injured around like Halloween time,
mm-hmm.
you know that you are getting some looks at the hospital.
Oh, 100%.
But it makes for a funny story later.
Yeah, it does.
Lucy, how'd you hurt yourself in a stupid way?
I punched myself in the face opening a box at work. And it actually gave me a black eye.
No!
Yeah. And it was so embarrassing that I lied to my coworkers and told them that I fell.
I know exactly what you're talking about. There's enough like tension on the box where uh-huh. you like uh-huh. rebound. Yeah. That's horrible luck.
Yeah.
I will not be reporting that one to HR because that's embarrassing.
Well, thanks.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on C102.9.
It feels like we've been hanging out with our siblings for the last hour, just laughing at each other's stupid moments.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We've been talking about the dumb, embarrassing, stupid ways that you've injured yourself, which you can still please share on our Z102.9 Facebook page. There's tons of hilarious stories in the comments, including Katie. I brought her up earlier because her comment had me shook. It's six words, and I had a lot of questions about it. She said, ran myself over with my own car.
And I was like, I want to ask more, but how do I ask more?
Well, we have Katie on the line. Katie, please explain. What does this even mean? What happened?
Okay, so I was just running an errand into my mom's house. I jumped out of my car real fast, and turns out I didn't put it in park. But I had to get in my back seat to get something out of it. And as I was doing that, I noticed my car was rolling, and I was like, oh, clearly I just, like, is settling back after being parked. So I put my foot under my tire, thinking it would just stop when it hit it. Well, when your car's in gear, it does not stop. So then I had to go to the emergency room, and I had to tell them that I ran myself over with my own car.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever feel like the way that you interact with people and communicate through your phone is kind of like, I don't know, ruining your social life?
Sometimes, yeah. I feel like maybe this will be stupid, but I do feel like I have now harder times of looking at people's eyes when I communicate with them. Like when I'm talking, like even just you. Like sometimes I don't even look at your eyes when we talk. I look
what
away.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at other things, and I think it's because of my I'm so connected to my phone now.
Oh.
I feel like I remember when I was younger, I loved looking at people's eyes when I talked to them. Now I have a hard time doing that.
Okay.
Is that weird?
Probably. No, sorry. You know, that there's probably some science behind that. But, I mean, with the iPhone, it's like you can contact anybody at the tap of a finger. And mm-hmm. there's so many different features that have come out, like, I don't know, sharing your location with somebody or red receipts or things like that, where it's like seems pretty harmless. And it's just a way to like make sure you know where people are at or if your messages are going through that have if they're in the wrong hands, they can make you a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And not in the most positive way. Well, now there's some new iOS features in the new iOS 18 update that I saw on TikTok that people are like, if I were you, don't download this because it could ruin your life, especially if you're single and dating around. So that's why I wanted to tell you about it. I'm nervous. You haven't updated yet, so this is me telling you why you shouldn't. Number one, it shows the person you're talking to what they're saved under in your phone, aka
shut up,
their contact name.
No.
Now, if you're like, why is that such a big deal?
No. That would be so bad for me.
Because think about if you had like a dumb nickname for somebody and they didn't know. A mean nickname. Like Tinder boy number 129.
I have done that before.
I know. We all have.
Where I put like Josh Hinge because I didn't know more.
Right. So just
dude, my sister isn't even under her own name. She's under Tina Belcher. If you know Bob's Burgers, that's what she's from. Oh.
Well, it would be more...
But I do have some exes that I've got some names under them as some bad things.
Well, I think if you're going to call them, you should probably edit their contact name because apparently that person is able to see their contact name now, which especially if you're meeting people on dating apps and you're putting in like... Tinder
I also put
Hinge
emojis
boy.
Next to people's names.
Yeah, and if they're embarrassing, you should change them.
And sometimes I put like mad face emojis next to people.
In case you forgot you didn't like them. Okay, the second thing that you need to look out for is that this new update shows how many times you have viewed someone's location. So this would be a little
like
bit...
On Find My Friends?
Yes. So I
cool.
feel like
I'd like to know how many people are viewing because there's only like three or four who have my location.
I'd like
to know how much they're stalking me.
Yeah. Relationship wise, I feel like it probably wouldn't be an issue unless it was like a newer relationship and you just are first sharing your location with that person. Because, you know, some people choose to do it. Some people don't.
I think I'm going to harass them for not stalking me enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would be more concerned if I saw like Destiny has viewed your location 130 times. I'd be like, what? Why do you need to know where I'm at?
No, I'd be like, why are you not watching me enough? I need you to be protecting me. Please watch me more.
Oh, we are so not the same. Okay. And then the last thing on this new update.
I need you to know when I went to Starbucks, okay?
See, I'm like, I don't want you to see that I went to Starbucks today.
Okay, I didn't know we weren't the same people.
None of your business. And then the last thing that I want to bring up about this new update is that if you are on FaceTime, now imagine you're talking to a guy and he is like droning on and on about himself. And you're like, oh my God, this is getting so boring.
Happens a lot.
What do? You open another app and you start scrolling and you're like, yeah.
Dude, I did.
Uh-huh.
That's not even just a guy. I've done that to like my friends on FaceTime.
Okay, it happens. And you can only say like, oh, that's crazy so many times to act like you're listening. Quit doing that because now if you're on FaceTime and you open up another app, it is going to show at the bottom of their screen like Destiny is viewing Safari or Destiny is on Instagram.
Oh, man.
So you're going to be caught. Now, would your real friends care? Probably not. But if you were like on a FaceTime date with a guy and you're acting like you're super into it, you are going to be exposed.
Okay, good to know about that one. You know, I would be worse if that happened on phone calls.
Oh,
could you imagine if they got like a little boo-doo-doo?
Destiny is on Safari.
Boo-doo-doo.
Destiny is on Facebook.
Because honestly, half the time when I'm on a phone call with you, I am scrolling through Facebook.
Yeah.
Not listening.
Don't let Apple hear that idea.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know you're having a little bit of a hard time thinking of the perfect gift for your loved one for Valentine's.
Is this an infomercial?
Dude, I should be hired, right?
Go on.
Do you not have a perfect gift for your loved one for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't.
Let me help you.
Okay.
How about poop?
Are you like 12?
Who does that? San Antonio Zoo?
Oh my God. What?
Okay. So the San Antonio Zoo, they are offering a candle with the scent of hippo poop.
That's disgusting.
As a potential Valentine's gift for that special someone on your list.
I would dump whoever it was right there if they really thought. That's unpleasant.
No, that'd be so cool.
If your guy, if you were in a relationship and he was like, I got you something really sweet.
Dude, that'd be cool.
No.
That's a unique gift. No. I like unique gifts. Okay, you don't like that one. I got more for you.
I think that's gross and slightly offensive.
So you don't like that one? I can give you more. No, I have other options.
Okay.
Okay, so she's not going with hippo poop. Got it. Candle as a Valentine's Day gift. Don't get that for Taylor. What about the San Antonio Zoo has another option for your ex?
Have they done this before?
Yes, they have.
Is it the roaches?
Cry me a cockroach fundraiser.
Yeah!
Where you can pay to have a cockroach, rat, or a vegetable named after your ex.
A vegetable?
Yeah, that's you if you would like. I mean, if you want to name a, I don't know, a turnip.
Oh, because they feed them to the animals.
They feed them to an, yeah, you can name it after your ex-lover before it is fed to another zoo animal. And yeah.
I have thought.
Do you like that idea?
I do. They've done this for a couple of years, and it goes viral every single time.
I see. The San Antonio Zoo knows what's up.
Now, do they, maybe if you know the answer, do they like let your ex know that something's been named after them? I'm pretty sure they do.
They do. Yes.
That is fun.
It's called Cry Me a Cockroach Fundraiser, which I love that. Now, what if you're like, okay, but I like that idea, but my significant other loves cockroaches. I don't want to give that
who
to...
Who are you, first of all? who loves cockroaches?
I don't know. Because the Bronx Zoo...
Oh.
You can pay to have a Madagascar hissing cockroach named after your Valentine. Not after your ex-lover.
Oh.
You can name this after your Valentine.
And what do they do with the cockroach?
Do you name
one after yourself and they fall in love?
Oh. That's so cute. Now, there's a couple different things you could do at the Bronx Zoo. So one of them is you can name a cockroach and then you get a whole certificate so that you would get sent in the mail and you could be like, hey, baby, I got you a cockroach. And then you're not going to get the cockroach, but you'll get like the certificate that says Destiny named a cockroach after you. You could get socks with cockroaches on it.
Wow.
You could get like a little stuffed animal that's a cockroach, or you could, if you live near the area, which we don't, you could have an encounter with a cockroach. You could pay for like an encounter. Now that's cool too.
I guess if somebody's really into the creepy crawlies, but I would rather leave that for my creepy crawly exes.
And of all of those, which gift do you like? Do you like the one from the Bronx Zoo where you can name a cockroach for your lover? Do you like the San Antonio Zoo, which is the Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser where you name it after your ex-lovers?
Yeah.
Or what do you think about the hippo poop candle? Because that one's my favorite.
I would send that to my ex.
That's a good idea.
I don't know what lover. Like, you don't really love that person if you're sending them that.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon.
Z102.9.
Imagine, even though it's been a little bit of time, you can get sweet, sweet revenge on your ex thanks to the San Antonio Zoo because they are doing their Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser again this year, which basically, if you have an ex that did you dirty, you can pay them for their fundraiser, and they will either name, up to you, a cockroach after your ex, a rat, or a vegetable, and then they're going to feed it to another zoo animal, which is...
Sucker. It's so, so satisfying, and I really need to just, like, actually do it one of these years, just for my own sanity, I think.
I think it will maybe help me get over it.
You know what? I think that would be healing.
Same.
Well, 7358 texted in and said they would buy a cockroach.
Ooh.
For their ex-boyfriend, Victor, because he got married to his baby mama 2 weeks before he moved out of their place and before they broke up. And 7358 did not find out about it until 7 months later.
Yikes.
That is a cockroach.
Yeah, that no, totally. 100%.
And I think you definitely should do that. I support it.
Okay, you came up with a brilliant idea, Taylor, that we'd buy all three. You and I do.
Well, yeah, because I feel like there's a little bit of a ranking here. Like, I feel like a vegetable is an ex that wasn't that bad. A rat was sort of bad. And a roach is the worst.
Awful. 100%.
Jail time. Deserved.
100%. So you... You want us to, if we bought all three,
yeah,
then we're going to name our exes. Jeez. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll just rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm excited.
I would name a vegetable after Ryan. You were fine. It just didn't work out. I'm thinking like broccoli is appropriate okay. for you.
You named a vegetable. Okay.
Yeah, he would be a vegetable. A rat I would name after Garrett. Mostly because he kept tweeting about me after we broke up.
Are you serious?
Yes. It was, and he never would just tag me. Anyways, and then Roach for CP is what I'll say. Literally, I have, if anybody was a real life Roach, it would be this man. And I think he would deserve to be eaten by a large zoo animal.
Okay. All right. If I was going to do the Crimea Cockroach fundraiser at the San Antonio Zoo, I would get the vegetable. Now I'm trying to think of like a maybe, I don't know, squash.
Okay, I like a squash. I didn't even think about a squash.
They're awkwardly shaped, maybe.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Why. I'm gonna do my ex-fiance. It's
okay.
Fine.
Fair.
There's worse. The rat, I'm going to do Connor. Did you do me dirty? The roach. And it's been so many years, but the guy that I dated in high school who cheated on me with my coworker, and I know I've said this story a million times.
Yes.
But if you cheat on me, I find that to be the worst thing that you can do. So the roach is going to Andrew. Oh. And also because, like, when you're in high school, it's like your first love and stuff.
Right.
And he was like my first boyfriend. And so, like, it was like my first love. So I'm gonna give it to Andrew. That's what it's going to.
Cheers to the roaches. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.